Okay, I'm going to talk about personal and home life management. Okay? I have this picture. Can you relate with the mom? 5 kids, pregnant and all. Do you sometimes see yourself in this picture? Do you sometimes live in a cluttered home like this? And if we talk about chaos, what does chaos mean to you? Can't have anyone over syndrome. And you'll know that you have this syndrome if one of the symptoms, you feel this symptom. You are ashamed or embarrassed to invite anyone over your home because of mess. And sad to say, it affects you mentally, physically, and even your social life. Who among you here are born organized? Can I see a show of hand? And who needs help in this area? There you go. Okay, I know we all want to have those born organized have. Ladies, there is hope. We can turn and we can actually learn to be organized. Whether you believe it or not, we can be organized and we can believe that our home can come together. Are you with me on this? Okay, let's start. Proverbs 31:10-11 says, a wife of noble character who can find, she is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. I remember what Pastor Steve says in, he shared in one of our meetings. He said, do what only you can do. And he was referring to focus on our gifting. And I believe as wives, one of the things that only we can do is to be responsible for our personal life and the ways of our household. Do you agree with me? I remember coming home from a dinner with a couple, and on our way back in the car, I sense heaviness in Ariel. And then I ask him, love, how can I help you? And then he said, no, love, it's okay. All you have to do is continue what you're doing, focus on the girls, just do what you do best. And I believe, ladies, one of the reasons our husbands have no worries at home is because what? One reason why our husbands can do ministry well is because they have no worries at home. In fact, when we manage our personal and home life well, it doesn't only ease up their load in the ministry, it also helps validate their work as a ministers. Amen. Proverbs 31:27 says, she watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. We know that the Proverbs 31 woman has servants, right? But here we can see that she is actively involved in the hands-on management of her household. No one runs her home for her. It's her home, it's her family, it's her household. And she also considers its management an area of her stewardship. Say to your neighbors, say to the person next to you, my home is my stewardship, area of stewardship. Okay, questions we need to ask ourselves. Do we keep a watchful eye on our home, that it is well managed? Are we sluggish in the way we run our personal and home life? How wisely and effectively are we spending our time? I believe we can learn from the lessons and truths about the woman in Proverbs 31 woman. So let me share just 3 deep principles that will help us achieve an organized personal and home life. Number one is discipline. I know you know this word well, Proverbs 14:23 says, "All hard work brings a profit, but mere talk only leads to poverty." Okay? Discipline is necessary for turning talk into action and reaching goals. Ladies, I was not born organized in this area, believe me or not, in this area of personal and home life. But over the years of being married to Ariel, I've learned how to develop skills like cooking, baking, decorating, putting order and beauty in the home along the way. I could vividly remember when we started out as a couple, I attempted to cook just a regular vegetable dish, yung buttered vegetable. And you know what happened? I offered it as a burnt offering to God. Okay? So, to those who don't know how to cook, there's hope. All you have to do is enroll yourself to a simple cooking school or come to my home and I'll teach you something that I know. I remember also, we only have a small rattan table for two and only a 2-burner gas stove. I remember that time, I didn't have any self-pity partying, but I told God, "Lord, help me to make my home a home of rest and refuge to my family." And I'm thankful to God that He's given me that opportunity to this date. Okay, I don't think we have to have expensive furniture to make our home excellent, looking, and cozy. So be creative. I want to break down to you, here's how it happens to us, okay? We can want a clean house, but discipline, it is what will get us out of bed in the morning. When we don't feel like getting up early, it's discipline. We might want a clean or spick and span kitchen, but discipline is what will get us off the couch and reach out for a kitchen rug and do something about your kitchen. Or we need to prepare dinner for our family, right? Discipline is what will make us move instead of relaxing. I know you can relate with me. A lot of you, I know a lot of you here are moms of not multiple children. Okay? And this discipline is all a matter of the mind. Diba, we decide in our head what we want to do, what we want to accomplish. It says, people cannot change their habits without first changing. I have a slide. People cannot change their habits without first changing their way of thinking. We have a technical difficulty, I think. Okay. They say it takes 21 to 27 days of doing the same thing to form a habit, right? But I say that if we don't change our mindset, we'll just go back to doing our old habits. Okay, let me share some practical ways to help us develop discipline. Letter A, create a schedule. Oh, the beauty of a schedule. What a relief. Do you do this? What a relief to know what you need to do and when. I have this habit of every day going through my schedule and checking it. That way I can have a macro perspective of what I need to do, what tasks I need to finish on a given day. And we also have this family calendar so that my girls know exactly what's coming, when and where for the entire month, so that they would know what to do or what to expect the next days ahead. I also plan our daily meal. you can, actually there are a lot of available digital, just like this next slide. You can just download this. It's free. In fine cooking, every night or every day, there's a schedule that you just need to follow. If you don't like it, toss it. If you like it, then do it. Okay? It's just a matter of adjusting to your family's taste. And also, Ariel and I sync up our schedule regularly, whether written or digital. And before Ariel answers yes to any invitation, he confers to me first. You know why? What's one of the stressful things in the house is not coordinating. Have you experienced this in your home? There's no coordination between you and your husband. So what happens? There's conflict in your schedule. And also to avoid overcommitment. Okay? What also has helped us as a family is scheduling what we do beginning of the year. What we plan and schedule vacation, birthdays, anniversaries, and then we work them through our annual ministry activities. You know why? Because I've learned over the years, if we are not intentionally planning our schedule, life will just happen. And worse, it will just be filled in by activities that sometimes are not important, right? So don't let other people schedule yours, make a schedule for you. Go ahead and be intentional in your scheduling. I remember there was a year, Andrea, because Andrea's birthday always falls on APEC, and there was a year, I think it's her sixth birthday, what we did, we advanced her birthday, and then I went with Ariel to Singapore to attend the APEC. And then the next year, so okay sa kanya yun. And then the next year, so she knew that there will be another APEC. So 7 years old na siya, no? Sabi niya, Mom, I don't want to grow up knowing that you were not there with me on my birthday. Kaya what I did, I didn't go that time, Malaysia naman yun eh. I didn't go with Ariel, I made sure I was there in her birthday. Alam niya na eh, meron na siyang concept of time. So from then on, kasama ko na siya sa birthday. Buti na lang. We have an unwritten rule whenever we fill our calendar with activities. Priority, purpose, and peace. We ask ourselves, is this a priority now? In life in general, what's the purpose? We need to be purposeful in all that we decide to do. How will this affect our family? Will it bring peace to those concerned, to all the people involved? So these are important questions to ask, okay, for clarity and to achieve a less stressful life in the home. My motto for personal organization is plan ahead, begin early, and make it simple. Okay? Planning is essential for a well-ordered home. It's all in the process of thinking ahead so that you will not feel behind. These are just examples, okay, ladies? You may do what works for you, what's convenient for you, what's comfortable, and what will work for your family. Just do something, okay, to help you so that you will not feel overwhelmed. I enjoy having people in my house, okay, for small parties, for spring tea party, for Christmas party. Okay, many times it takes a week for me to plan, including planning, cooking, and baking. Yes, it's hard. It takes a lot of effort and planning. But I love doing it. When the day comes, the effort is all worth it. Okay, this is just a sample of what I do at home. The other one, can we, ano, yun yung summer party namin with the pastor's wives. The dessert table. Okay, letter B. So letter A, schedule. Letter B, develop a routine. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Before I go to letter B, I want you to really identify your priorities, your time with God, your husband, and your children, and then create your schedule. And ladies, no matter where you are, whether you work, okay, or not, again, I'll say this, your home is your priority. Letter B, develop a routine. The more work you're able to fit into a daily routine, the better. Okay? Those things that you do every day, like spending time with the Lord, getting dressed, making coffee, tidying up, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Have you noticed that they take less time when they are a part of a routine? Na hindi na kayo nag-iisip, parang rote, you just do it by rote. Okay? It's good because you'll have more time to pray, to dream, and to do some other stuff. Consider yourself. Consider the message of this poem. All that stands between your goal and the deeds you hope to do and the dreams which steer your soul is you. Okay? Letter C. Start early in the day. Proverbs 31:15 says, "She rises also while it is yet night and gives food to her household and work to her maids." She got up early. Who among you here are early risers? Okay? It's good because it's a good discipline, right? It's a simple but not necessarily an easy thing to do, right? To wake up early, to get up. It takes discipline to get to bed a little earlier. Perhaps a little TV. But after all, what are we missing? Sometimes we just check our Facebook and before we know it, it's already 2 a.m. and it affects your day, right? Ganun lang naman yun eh. Pag natulog ka ng late, it's hard to wake up in the morning. So sacrifice on a little on this part. Getting up early has immediate and starts a chain reaction of benefits. Okay, there are benefits to rising early. Example, your time with God. You have time to linger in God's Word and you have an unhurried prayer life, right? Di ba pag nagmamadali ka, in Jesus' name, and then off you go? Di ba maganda yung you have time to, you're not hurried, you have time to just read the word as long as you want, and then your prayer time is more intense. Pero pagka late na, di ba, you're parang wala. It's good to have a discipline of getting up early so that you will have these benefits. And time alone. If you wake up early in the morning, you have... Especially if you have small kids and you have a hectic day ahead of you, it's nice to wake up early in the morning so that you can plan, right? Your household chores, what the things that you need to do. The common complaint of mothers with babies is that they don't have time alone with God, right? We've been through that. I remember when Bea, Jerome, or even the two girls, the only time I can read the Bible is when I'm breastfeeding. But when they got a little, you know, older, if you want a quiet and solitude time, try rising early in the morning. And also, if you wake up early, you have time to exercise. That sometimes it's the only time. Diba? Pag nagawa mo na lahat, tapos hindi ka pa mapag-exercise, you feel, you know, kulang. It's a good thing to jump start your day. You'll be surprised how much time you can buy back from non-essentials when you are motivated to get up early. I have this quote, "Early rising brings the beauty of order and discipline to life." I saw this discipline of early rising from my mother. I have 10 siblings, okay? And that time, hindi uso ang maids noon during those time. And I remember Every time I wake up in the morning, there's already breakfast on the table. And not only that, meron na kaming prepared lunch. And my mom would walk me to school every single day. I don't know how she did it. But you know what? That short but and vivid experience with my mother, it has prepared me and influenced me to be the same to my own household now. Setting an orderly tone for my own household. So I'm grateful for my mom for displaying that attitude in our home. When you make early rising a discipline for each day, you take an important step towards setting an orderly tone and establishing a predictable pattern for your household. Number two, diligence. Okay, Proverbs 31:17, she sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. There are two sides to the woman described in Proverbs 31. She is both mentally tough and physically strong. We've talked about discipline as all a matter of the mind, right? But without mental toughness, we'll never get around to doing the actual physical work, which is our next key, diligence. If I may ask you today, okay, there's a survey that's been done. What keeps you from getting your work or any work or housework done at home? And our survey says, number one is, say this with me, poor use of time. Okay, number two, lack of motivation. Number three, failure to plan. Number four, procrastination. Okay, how do we show diligence in our personal and home life? Practical tip, letter A, maintain an organized and orderly home. You know what, ladies, I remember when Ariel and I were a young couple, Deborah would let us house it every time they're in the U.S., and I'm grateful because every time she leaves us in her home, there's free food. No. No, it's not the free food. It's the privilege of seeing how they live their life. And you know what, ladies? In her house, everything, all things are in their right place. The right things in their right places. And to think, ladies, she has three young boys. So no excuse for us. Puro boys yun. So that, you know what? That made an impact in my life as a young homemaker. I want to give you some practical tips, okay? For example, you want to organize your home. I want you to walk through your home and jot down on a personal notepad or 3x5 card, what needs to be better organized in your house or in each room. Then decide on a plan for getting organized. Spring clean regularly. Say that with me. Spring clean regularly. The key to organizing is, hindi pa muna yan. The key to organizing is removing whatever items that you don't need. Marami ba kayong nakikita sa bahay nyo na hindi naman kailangan and they're just there? Discard items that don't spark joy. Okay? What you need to do, you take each item and ask yourself, does this give me happiness in life? If not, if does it give you a smile on your face, get rid of it. In fact, you can donate it to the people in church or to a friend who might need the item. The key is discarding any items that you don't need. Okay? Or do you need to purchase items like this, drawer or caddies? so that it can hold items that needs organization. Be creative. Enlist help from a friend who is highly organized. And if you have grown children, like my girls now, propose a house clean-out day. They are so excited. My girls, sila pa yung nagsasabi sa akin, Mom, what else do we need to throw away? You make it fun for them. You give silly prizes to those who throw out the most and who has the neatest room. You get the idea. It will work wonders if you do this at home. In her book, Marie Kondo, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, she's helped me a lot, but just don't follow her. Meron lang siyang konting ano eh, na she talks to items, medyo weird. But the organization process is really very good. Her approach, which I'm doing now, you start by discarding, then organize your space thoroughly, completely in one go. She does it by category. For example, today you'll do all your clothes. All clothes lang. Tayo, di ba? We accumulate a lot of clothes, right? Ako ganon. Basta ang sa akin, basta napuno yung ano ko, it's time to give away. Hindi ko hayaang sobrang sikip yung cabinets. Also, shoes. Ang last week lang, last na inorganize ko, papers. Can you imagine, I threw away siguro tatlong baskets full na ganyang kakaano na lahat ng paper. Yung mga, kasi dapat talaga, ideally, yung mga bank papers and all, 5 years lang sila. Yung iba nga, dapat 3 years lang eh. May mga category siya doon sa book. So it would be nice if you can read her book. Ang galing. Ang dami kong nakuha sa kanya. So it's nice. It's nice to adopt her approach as well. All right. Ladies, I know it's... Are you overwhelmed? Are you? Medyo pagod ba kayo? Parang walang masyado. I need your ano... Ang hirap magsalita dito. Kayo kaya dito. Kaya gusto ko ng participation nyo. Hello! Basta ladies, there is hope, okay? We can learn to be organized. We can turn our messy home into a huggable home. And ladies, it's really not about controlling your messy children or your spouse, okay? It's also about our attitude towards our family and ourselves. Your home is a reflection of yourself. I don't know if you know your home is a reflection of yourself, okay? I don't know if you know Nate Berkus. He's the favorite decorator of Oprah. And what he always suggests is surround yourself with the things that you love. Okay? Okay yon. Kaya lang, you may have things that you love at home, but if they are just stuck away everywhere and there's no complete order in them, still, it has a negative effect. Okay? So, yes, surround yourself with the things that you love, but make sure you really love the item. Okay? Yung mga hindi nyo talaga gusto, lalo na yung galing sa hindi nyo gusto. Pwede nyo nang pamigay. But do not re-gift, okay? Yung binigay sa inyo, do not re-gift, ha? Bigay nyo na lang, tanong nyo. Gusto mo ba to kasi may nagbigay sa akin eh, hindi ko naman kailangan. You might want this item, ganun. Ha? Ganun, ha? Huwag nyo i-re-gift na ibabalot nyo ulit, tapos bibigay nyo as if it came from you. Don't do that. Okay, letter B. We also need to make an effort to take care of our body and our being. It's the same as keeping your home clean, organized, and presentable. We have to take care of our bodies. Remember, Deborah, she taught last time about growing in our spiritual life, in our emotional life. The same way with our personal and home life. We need to also add value to our personal and home life as a homemaker. Ladies, we need to fix our brows. You've heard me say this before. I'm gonna say it again. Learn how to fix your brows. Because the brow is what frame your face. Okay, you know, do you know where I learned how to fix my brow? Sa Instagram lang. Ginawa kong career. Marami na akong natutuan. Tsaka marami ng expert. Sa Alabang, marami ng expert. Si Jen Ponsalan, ang galing na. Asa si Jen? Yon, Jen. Ha? Huh? So, please have a makeover, a brow makeover. And if you love to cook, then enroll yourself to a simple cooking class. If you want to bake, if you love baking, go enroll yourself. Add on to your value as a homemaker. Okay, ladies? Hindi yung ganito na lang tayo, ganito na tayo. Hindi, improve on our self, in our image, the way we look, and also at home. Ladies, exercise also regularly. Okay? It will make you feel good about yourself. Sometimes it's, di ba, when you're so busy at ang dami mong gagawin, the last thing you'll do is exercise. Hindi. Priority natin mag-exercise. And if you get to my age, you need to exercise. It's already it's a need. Already, it's not a leisure. I need to exercise to make, it helps you feel sane. If you know what I mean, yung hormones kasi talaga nagfa-fluctuate eh. Ang exercise will help your hormones in the right balance. Just don't step on a scale yet. Kasi I always feel like a failure every time. Ang hirap. Get plenty of rest as well. Eat properly. Do leisure activity that you love. Ano yung mga gusto nyong gawin? Gawin nyo yon. Make time for your personal joys. Ano ba yon? Spa? You need manigel? Pedicure? You need to have a hair, you know? At ako, nagsawa na ako sa mahaba. Kaya ako nagpagupit na. Kasi for 26 years, ganito na yung buhok kong gagawin. So sabi ko, it's time to make a change. Kaya kulot na yung buhok ko ngayon. Okay? These things that make us happy, do it. If we are happy, it will translate in our relationships at home. And last is delight. Proverbs 31:12 says, "She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life." Ladies, if discipline is of the mind or head, when we decide and choose to be, diligence is with the hands, when we physically and vigorously work. Now, delight is about the heart. Why we do what we do? Why do we have to do all this? Because we want to bring our husbands and children good and not harm. When our desire is to be an excellent and loving helpmate and mother, it's not, alam mo yung parang dapat graduate na tayo from duty to delight. Sana ginagawa natin to, not because it's a duty, but it should be a delight. It should come from the heart. When I'm cooking and when I invite people at home and then they say, "Why is your food delicious?" You know why? When I'm cooking, I put in all the love in what I do. Totoo yun. Miyak pa nga ako minsan. Hindi. Kasi talagang, maybe because this is an expression of my love. It's to cook and serve people. So, na-equate dun sa ginagawa mo, especially baking. When I start baking one dessert, I couldn't stop. I want to make more and more and more because gusto kong ma-satisfy yung mga kakain. Gusto kong tumaba sila kaysa sa akin. So you get the idea. Attitude is everything. Siguro minsan hindi masarap yung luto nyo kasi galit kayo sa asawa nyo. Nakaka-affect yun. Okay? So love. Be an example of love in the home. Okay, think about this for a while. Do you complain that you are the only person that does everything around the house? Yes, I do that also. Do you throw in the towel when you clean something up and then after 2 hours, it's messed up again? And then you say, why do I even bother? Ganyan po ako. Sabi ko minsan, pagka medyo ano ako, yung, di ba, yung medyo ang hormones ko mataas, pag nakita kong hindi maayos, sabihin ko sa mga anak ko, anak, where did I go wrong? I've been teaching you since what? Birth? Kaya ano, may chant na kami ngayon sa bahay. Nakakatawa kasi malalaki na yung girls, di ba? 9 and 10, no? 9 and 10 na sila. So pinagawa ko yung chart. Actually, ang ganda nila, parang Pledge of Allegiance nila yon eh. Sinasabi ni, eto yung ano, nakakatawa. Sinulat to ni Anna. Pakita ko sa inyo. Ayan, no? When I open something, I need to close. What you get, you put back. What you borrow, you return. What you start, you finish. And when you mess up, you clean it up. Do this every day, and your life is as easy as cake. Siya lang nagsulat nito. Kasi nga, parang pagod na ako eh. Parang ako na lang lagi, pero yun nga, magki-click din one day. So huwag kayong mag-alala. It will all come together one day. Magki-click din, believe me. Okay. Ito pang isa. Do you pout when you get your children or husband, when you can't get your husband or your children to do their fair share? Do you clean only when you're mad? Yung talagang yung init na ulo mo dahil sa gulo. And do you hear harsh words come from your mouth when delegating jobs? Okay? So, you may ask, how do I get my family to help? My response would be, set an example. Sometimes it's our attitude eh, that needs to change first. Ako, yung impatience ko, kasi nga gusto ko nga lahat, speak and span, pero hindi, I need to change also. Ngayon, medyo okay na. Tama ba? Okay na ba ako? So, I know most of us here have helpers, right? I would encourage you have to be on top still. It's our responsibility, not the helpers. Amen? Okay? And a balance also here. I want to strike a balance. Some of the wives work outside the home. Yes, the husband needs to help. But ladies, we still need to take the initiative. Okay? Just don't let their ineffectiveness hurt you. Hurt your feelings. Just find out what jobs they like to do at first, yung what they love to do, and then okay na yun for the time being. Okay, remember the goal is progress, not perfection. Housework done incorrectly still blesses your family. And then people first, then place. When we didn't have a maid, maliit pa nun si Jerome tsaka si Bea, edi gising ako na maaga. Kasi pag wala kaming maid, parang turumpo yung katawan ko eh. Walang tigil. Hanggang sa hihiga na lang ako. So, ano no, pag gising ko ng umaga, linis ako ng bahay, yung living room, I made sure, maayos na, ganyan. E tapos nagising sila, maliliit pa nun mga bata. Di pagbaba nila, syempre, di ba? Ginawa nila sa living room, aba, padan, ganyan. Sabi ko, please, do not touch, don't sit there, ayos na yan eh. Sabi ni Ariel sa akin, love, tao kami, may feelings. Yung mga sofa, wala. So sabi ko, okay, sorry, okay, people first, then place. Okay, to strike a balance. Kasi tendency minsan, walang gagalaw. Pagkaayos na lahat, walang gagalaw. Kasi ang hirap, di ba, pag wala kang maid. Sprinkle your words of love, encouragement, and teaching all over your home. Ladies, your family deserves your best. Amen. They need a peaceful and orderly home. Just like how Deborah's home has inspired me to do the same, our children will surely be blessed to have grown up in that kind of environment. Remember my oven? Remember yung last time na nag-teach kami ni Ariel? I don't know if you remember that story. Yung may-ari ng bahay namin, lahat ng furniture namin kinuha. Kasama yung oven ko na talagang nagda-drama pa ako. Please, ganun pa ako. Sinole na nang may-ari yung lahat ng furniture. This is now how my living room looks like. And I'm happy, you know why? Because now Bea, my adult daughter who's now 24, she's the one decorating our house. I ask her for tips and insight about home decorating. And I'm so proud of her. So siya na yan. Siya na ang nagde-decorate ng bahay namin. Siya nagsasabi sa akin, "Mom, you need to replace this. No, Mom, 80s pa yan. You need updating in this area. In this, yung rug natin, Mom, palitan mo na yan. Hindi na yan." So yun. So si Bea na yan. So, this is my landing point. To manage the home is to express gratitude for the beauty and order that God's amazing grace has set within your soul. Original yan. To manage the home is to express gratitude for the beauty and order that God's amazing grace has set within your soul. Ladies, we may not have enough resource-wise, but think of the impact and the effect discipline, diligence, and delight will have to us and our family. Talking about the next generation, okay? What an inspiration and an influence we can be or we can have to our family and to those around us, our churches, your children's children, and the next generation. Okay? I'm done, but we have an activity. I think you need to discuss this in your table. Given the reasons we experience this organization, which specific area are you struggling with? What specific steps are you going to do to change? Okay. And number two, what area or areas in your personal or home life do you need to improve on? Thank you, ladies. That's all.